listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I just had a...
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute, all good, just a week ago, crew at my house, and we party every weekend, so, on the radio, that's my favorite song, make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long, now the thriller's gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor, go, why is you lying? Girl, why you Mufasa? Yeah, mi casa su casa. Gotta strip it like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes. Now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva. iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra or we let bygones be bygones. My God, you pay for your friends? I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies. Why I feel so the opposite? Incompetent ain't the half of it. Saturdays with young lavish. It's sad it is unbad as it. These they took from the cabinet. Sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Got these other songs, I've been right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
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 Thought, but now I care more, and nobody out here's got it figured out, so therefore I've lost all hope of a happy ending, depending on whether or not it's worth it. So insecure, no one's perfect, we spend it with no shame, we blow that like Coltrane, we in here like Rogaine, or leave it like Cobain. And when I'm long gone, whole crew singing swan song, cause we all just ticking time bombs. Got a Lambo like LeBron's mom, and no matter where all of my friends go, yeah. Emily, fam, and Lorenzo, all of them people my kinfolk, at least I think so. Can't tell, cause when them checks clear, they're not here. Cause they don't care. It's kinda sad, but I'm laughing. Whatever happens, assassins are stabbed in the back of my cabin. Labrador yapping, I'm glad that it happened. I mean it, between us, I think there's something special. And if I lose my mental, just hold my hand, even if you don't understand. Hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Yeah, these other things, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
About something very important to everybody that doesn't get a lot of coverage. We need to talk about our environment and how we're kind of killing it, but it's a bit of a loaded topic, so we're going to bring in the news first, and then we're going to have a great conversation. So see you guys soon.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Victoria Albert reports for CBS News that Republican candidate for governor Lee Zeldin was not seriously injured after a man attempted to attack him at a campaign event July 21st in Fairport, New York. Deputy Brendan Hurley, a spokesperson for the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, said in a statement reported by the Democrat and Chronicle, and I quote, "The Monroe County Sheriff's Office is aware of an incident at the speech of gubernatorial candidate Zeldin this evening. A suspect is in custody and major crimes is investigating," end quote. Zeldin continued his speech after law enforcement took the man into custody, a person reported. The spokesperson for Zeldin said in a statement released to the media, and I quote, "Unfortunately, Congressman Zeldin is just the latest New Yorker whose life has been affected by the out-of-control crime and violence in New York. This needs to stop," end quote. His opponent on Twitter saying she was, and I quote, "relieved to hear," end quote, Zeldin was not hurt. Hochul wrote, and I quote, "I condemn this violent behavior in the strongest terms possible. It has no place in New York," end quote. Zeldin voted against certifying the 2020 presidential election results, even though there has been no credible proven fraud found in the campaigns. Read more about this story at CBS News. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The members of the Cairo Town Board have been sued, alleging they each acted illegally in awarding a $50,000 grant to the Cairo Development Foundation. At the July 20th Town Board meeting, attorney Monica Kenny Kemp served the town supervisor and individual members of the board on behalf of her clients, plaintiffs Emmy Cross and Mountain View Enterprises, a company owned by Kemp's husband, Chris Kemp. The matter was filed in response to the town board's vote on March 7th to disperse U.S. Housing and Urban Development Residential Rehabilitation Grant funds that had been sitting idle in the town's coffers for decades. Three applicants, Cross, Mountain View Enterprises, and the Cairo Development Foundation, were awarded the money, but not in the amounts recommended by Delaware Engineering. Delaware had advised town officials that Cross should receive $18,576, Mountain View Enterprises $17,118, and the CDF $22,680. But the board opted instead to give Cross and Mountain View Enterprises each slightly less than $6,000 and $50,000 to the Development Foundation. The lawsuit alleges the funds were given to the CDF based on, and I quote, "personal conflicts of interest and personal and political interest," end quote. According to court papers, the plaintiffs allege, and I quote, "CDF publicly endorsed and campaigned," end quote, for Town Supervisor Jason Watts and board members Michael Flattery and Mary Jo Cords in their runs for public office, alleging the board's action was illegal. The town of Cairo and the CDF were also named in the case filed in the Supreme Court in Greene County on July 18th. The original HUD grant in the amount of $400,000 was awarded to the town in 1998 and was to be distributed under HUD guidelines to low-income residents for home improvement. Property owners who rent to low-income tenants were also eligible to apply. It was discovered in 2015 by then-supervisor Ted Banta that roughly $60,000 of grant funds remained unspent. The plaintiffs are seeking a preliminary injunction against the town, Watts, Flattery, Deborah Bogans, and Cords to prohibit, and I quote, "the release or disbursement of the grant funds at issue pending the order of the court," end quote. They also request that the court order the town to disperse the funds following the recommendations made by Delaware Engineering. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Kathy Hochul announced on July 20th that child care providers in New York State can apply for $30 million in federal grant funding to support and expand programs where there are not enough open slots. The money was made available through the federal pandemic relief sent to states and meant to address areas where child care services are lacking. New York is spending $100 million in order to expand child care offerings. The pandemic and workplace disruptions caused by the crisis have heightened policy questions around child care. Many parents struggled to find adequate care programs even before the pandemic, and a worker shortage has added to frustrations. Officials want to expand child care in existing daycare centers and school-age child programs by funding more slots designated for infants and toddlers or children with special needs. There is also a push to expand specific child care programs for small centers, family child care programs, and group family child care programs where enrollment is under capacity. The money can be used for employee payroll or benefits, as well as supporting staff for COVID vaccine expenses, rent, mortgage, or utility payments, or helping pay for training and professional development. Applications are being accepted through August 24th. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. Visit our website for local news, weather reports, and COVID-19 updates. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And remember, the WGXC Summer Pledge Drive has begun. You can help us keep WGXC viable online and over the FM airwaves by committing to sustainable support in the form of a monthly tax-deductible donation for as little as $10 a month. Visit our website at WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 22nd. Low temperatures this morning range from 63 degrees in Preston Hollow to 70 degrees in Greenport. Soil is coming in at 72 degrees. Looking pretty steady there. Not sure how much longer I will be reporting on it. We got heat warnings out for the day. If it makes anybody feel any better, temperature extremes tend to come 1 month after the solstice. This is us about to turn the corner, hopefully. However, we still got to make it through the weekend, and it is going to be a doozy. 80 degrees by 10 a.m., then 92 degrees by 3 p.m. Shortly after that, chances for isolated storms show up and disappear by dark. Overnight, dew points in the mid-60s should be somewhat comfortable as temperatures drop below 80 after 9 p.m. and reach 67 by dawn on Saturday, which will be similar to today, a high of 92, low cloud cover, lots of UV, so be sure to protect yourself as necessary. Mostly comfy overnight as temperatures fall to 71 degrees. Sunday gets pretty bad, high of 98 is expected with a stormy afternoon. The rain continues all night into Monday, which will have a high of only 86. Sunset today will be at 8:11 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:35 a.m. Pollen levels for today will be medium, same for tomorrow and most of Sunday. Today's tide schedule is for Friday, low tide at 5:36 a.m., high tide at 11:03 a.m., low tide again at 5:36 p.m., then high tide once again at 11:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 78 degrees. And for those of you listening to the weekend rebroadcast, the times for the sandbar beneath the Rip Van Winkle Bridge to appear are on Saturday between 4:30 and 8 a.m. and from 4:15 p.m. to 8 p.m. Current will be relatively low. Sunday, it appears between 5:10 a.m. to 9 a.m. and from 5 p.m. to 8:40 p.m. Again, the current conditions will be relatively low and calm. Looking way up, we see moderate geomagnetic storms are possible this weekend as we say hello to a slow-moving coronal mass ejection, which is already causing trouble in the radio spectrums. Solar wind speed is currently 516 kilometers per second at 9.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark, then fair, only below 4 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 124. And I really wanted to do one of those cheesy public radio fun drive bits where I sit quietly and make you contemplate life without us. But the weather this week has been pretty extreme and I couldn't let you go without proper warnings. And that's how we make it, folks, by having each other's backs. And if you got our back, then consider dumping some of your love, money, positive energy, or even your friends into WGXE.org. We truly appreciate it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Today, we're going to have a show talking about the environment. And as always, we got engineer making some noise.
My apologies. Apologies. I am so sorry.
And we, of course, got our always, like, guests coming on here. We got DJ Ricky.
Feel me?
Sound engineer. And today, we have some special guests from... an association that is concerned about climate change. And since I am not as well educated about it, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself and talk about, like, the basic premise.
Hi, I'm Robin.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Paloma.
Ow, I apologize. I am so sorry.
But what
the hell?
Yeah, the environment, it's a conversation topic everyone talks about.
Yeah.
And probably people are bored of hearing, but never realize how important it is.
I think it's a big concern because our generation has to deal with it, you know? I feel like this problem has been, we have to solve it, pretty much.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and I've, notice that there's still some people, even which I find a little upsetting, debating if it's a problem.
Really?
So what do you have to say to anybody who says it's not as bad as it is or is trying to underplay it? Because I see that a lot, and it kind of bums me out.
Well, I don't know if you heard the recent news. I only found this about it yesterday. But Pakistan, there was a bunch of people dying because of heat. Because they couldn't afford air conditioning or good water. So, a lot of people died from the heat. And that's really bad because, one, no one should be dying from things that they can't control, like these massive heat waves that are hitting us across the world. And it's because those are layers that's getting crumbled from what we're doing to it.
Yeah. I think this is a pretty serious issue, and it's only going to get worse if we don't find any solutions soon.
Yeah, I've noticed from my anecdotal experience, I'm not trying to say this is the case with everybody, but I've noticed it's usually with older people that are doing it.
What?
So hopefully when the problem, like the baton, gets passed down, we'll be able to solve it. And, the older people are the one denying it. I'm not sure if I made that clear. I'm just adding that context.
Oh,
and
denying,
if anybody's adding
denying
climate change, yeah, the bigger the problem.
This is our world. We're inheriting it.
Yeah.
We're inheriting the world from the other generation. We should treat it as our world. And we shouldn't be trashing it to a place where we don't even want to live in it anymore.
Those are really some strong words, and I'm messing that heavy.
I mean, yeah, we definitely gotta pay attention to our home. It's where our species grew up. It's, like, the place our entire, like, ancestor... It's, like, something we gotta use to... together and really... Because it's not us versus us. And this happens... I'm just rambling because there's a lot of things on my mind.
Yeah.
But, random side tangent, just for half a second. But astronauts who have seen, like, the world, like,
mm-hmm.
from space, actually say they feel united. So, and not everybody's gonna, like, they feel united with the Earth. Like, we're
yeah.
just one main thing, we gotta work together. But obviously not everybody's gonna get a chance to get in a spaceship and see the Earth. So we're not gonna try to be unrealistic.
Not as dead true.
But sometimes you gotta spend some time with the Earth. And that's trying to, or at least, well, I'm getting at a small bit. Because to really appreciate it, you gotta see what it has to offer. And there's waterfalls, there's beautiful environments. But yeah, I'll be talking about it, like, just on a tangent.
All right, well,
if I don't pass them, like, here.
I got a question real quick, right?
Yeah.
Since we're talking about being in touch with the Earth, what do y'all think about spirituality?
I think it could be a vital aspect in connecting with our roots.
Yeah.
Not only as our ancestors, but the actual roots of the Earth. And talking about space, people are, like, trying to go to other planets, like,
yeah.
as such as Mars, or look more into the universe, but we should first really focus on our own planet and
yeah.
how to, like, take care of it.
I feel like the moment we actually, like, kind of set up on another planet. We're going to go to war with them immediately. I mean, look at
with
our
the other planet?
Record. Yeah, with our other planet. I mean, look what happened. A new nation gets started, and then they want independence, and obviously they kind of...
The planetary devastation war.
But focusing on that, a little getting away from the sci-fi part of it. What do you think something the average listener can do? Like, some of the best things they can do to help with their part?
Maybe, plant more trees, because it creates oxygen and helps the ozone layer, which also helps animals' habitat. So, because a lot of animals are dying, because we just keep destroying their habitats.
I would say gardening is the biggest thing you can do. It's really helpful for the animals, especially honeybees. So I think that's really important because, you can decide what you want to garden.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much, it's pretty easy. And I think that's better than buying from a big corporation.
Yeah, I love
that
supporting small businesses.
Helping with the greenhouse gases.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but climate change is irreversible, but maybe we can just do something to stop it where it is now.
Yeah.
Because once it's done, it's done.
It's just done. Yeah.
So if we do something now, it just might stop where it is. I don't even know if I'm making sense,
but it might stop where it is.
I don't think people realize how quickly things are changing and how serious this is.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people think that we have enough time to fix this, and we don't.
We really don't.
I think what's going to happen is, while we're still kind of in a struggle for power to do something about it, with the older generation kind of denying it, I think that's going to remain for a little bit. We might get our environment a little messed up, then... This is morbid, but once all them people,
pass on.
Yeah, then I think we'll have a little bit better control of it.
But the better, all of you pass on, the better control, but some of us in this generation seem to have no care, which is... Ow!
Thank you.
What was that?
Put your mic...
I swear,
you put your mic next to, your headphones.
That wasn't me, but I apologize if it was.
That creates sonic boom.
And it makes, a feedback loop.
Let's do this.
There we go. So, I apologize, audience. That will not happen again. It actually
just hurt me. I just wanted to cry.
I'm sorry, audience, and I'm sorry, Shaw.
Thank you.
Sorry to the audience first, though. Shout out to all the listeners.
Yay.
Alright, I know how it is. It's alright. I got you for that. Alright, I got you.
So planting and gardening seems to be the way to go with that. Because pollination and all that.
Yeah.
And adding on to that, maybe support local businesses. Mm-hmm. Is it something you were going down?
Yeah, so it's a lot better than a lot of corporations, like the meat industry. They're very big producers of greenhouse gas, which pretty much speeds up climate change. I think it's also important that people know more. I feel like people sort of ignore climate change because they aren't sure what it is or how they can help. So I really think schools should teach about how to reduce your carbon footprint and just... stuff like that, because I feel like it's really important for even younger generations.
Yeah. Well, I definitely agree with you there, especially with the note of schools teaching us. I think schools need to teach us a lot of things we need to learn.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about climate change. I learned it from my parents, not even from school.
Well, I do think it's such an important problem. We can't understand it. This is a conversation, even if it's something we're tired of having, we still gotta have, or we're just gonna throw away the planet that kind of let us thrive and live just to begin with. So yeah,
we're taking advantage of this planet that just might die one day because of our fault. And by the way, that people think of dying on that subject, the endangered species, they're going high, and I'm pretty sure that the amount of endangered species now, or species that have gone extinct, is more than the meteor that killed the dinosaurs.
Yeah. I think it's
that's true.
150 species go extinct a day.
Yeah. A day. So
that's a lot.
Single day.
Yeah. You're telling me mad, like animals probably just died right now in this one moment.
But yeah. Seriously, yeah. Why are we taking so much from the earth and not giving it back? We should be giving back to our planet. And it's like Thanksgiving. You give. You don't just take. You don't just take the present. You give something in return. Why are we not doing that to this planet?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Planting things is so good too, because you can see them grow with you.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. I think so. Planting. Oh yeah. Go on.
Sorry. I think it's very unfortunate that people sort of ignore this as a problem, yeah. And they sort of see it as a.
I think part of it is ignoring it, and I think part of it is there's some people deliberately spreading misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything, anything you want to say to address the misinformation to all this and, like, underplaying?
I think it's really just that we can do a lot ourselves with it as well. So I feel like we should take our own action. I know a lot of people recycle, but we could also definitely thrift and buy organic and then just pick up litter. So I feel like it's very basic, but I think it can definitely help a lot. And not buying as much meat as possible, especially dairy also.
Mm-hmm.
But meat is a very big contributor to climate change crisis.
If you don't mind, I have a question for y'all
mm-hmm.
three.
Mm-hmm.
So, since y'all are new to our lovely radio show, how would you feel about me asking, what are some things about yourselves?
Well...
What's your favorite color? What are some your desires? What are some things you do
just, like,
fun?
General facts?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, if you don't recognize my voice, I'm Robin. I use they-them pronouns. My favorite color is purple.
Yeah, hey, that's fine.
And this is my first time being on a radio.
Hey.
Welcome.
So
thank you.
I'm
we're happy
new
to have you.
I'm Hannah. I also like the color purple.
Yay.
I like to draw, and I love listening to music.
Okay.
I'm Paloma. I actually don't have a favorite color, and I have a pet cat named Luna.
Oh, that's tough.
Hey, that's a fire name.
Well, I do want to say thank you for telling us about yourselves. You feel me? Everybody always needs to know about somebody else for that way they could keep moving and vibing. And I just want to say I'm happy that you got to tell us new information. Now, also, we got some songs here some of y'all picked. And you can play them, you feel me?
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
We got songs? We got music?
Yeah, we got music.
Hey,
we always
got
music.
Music. We
always got music.
So, once, we're going to go from the song probably into the news update, and then we will be right back talking about how important our environment is and how we got to keep it strong.
And this song will be...
See you guys soon.
My fault. And this song will be for it.
Thank you. I always forget to say the song name, so thank you, actually. Appreciate that. And without further ado, see you guys very soon.
Given
looking up. White flags are hoisted. I took some food for thought. It might be poisoned. The stomach in my brain throws up onto the page. Does it bother anyone else that someone else is your name? Does it bother anyone else that someone else is your name?
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Alex Galt reports for Columbia Green Media that a new report from New York's Coalition for Open Government finds that many New York counties are violating freedom for information law requirements, and some are failing to enforce proper email communications policies for their officials. The coalition tested 18 counties and found that 39% didn't respond correctly or sometimes at all to requests for information from the public. Paul Wolf, president of the Coalition for Open Government, said, and I quote, "Only 61% of the counties we sent a FOIL request to acknowledged that request within 5 business days. So 61% compliance is pretty disappointing. FOIL has been in effect in New York for 45 years now, and it's not hard to acknowledge a request within 5 business days, end quote. Locally, Rensselaer and Schoharie counties never responded appropriately to the coalition's FOIL request for their elected official email policies. Rensselaer County officials also ignored the follow-up email from the coalition. Delaware County officials, the survey found, were following the law properly. The survey also found that Delaware and Schoharie County officials did not list their legislators' email addresses publicly. New York has no mechanism to enforce its open meetings or freedom of information laws. Wolf said, and I quote, "No one will be held accountable. No one will be reprimanded for failure to comply. No fines will be imposed. The only recourse for our organization or for others is to go hire an attorney and file a lawsuit, and that's just not a realistic way to enforce the law," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Sahil Kapoor reports for NBC News that the U.S. House voted on July 21st for legislation to codify the right to contraception nationwide. But Republican Elise Stefanik voted against the Right to Contraception Act, which passed 228 to 195. Only 8 Republicans voted with the Democrats for the law that would establish a right in federal law for individuals to obtain and use contraceptives. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, in his decision allowing states to ban abortion, wrote that the same logic would overturn the current national right women have to birth control. The bill would need 10 Republicans to vote for it in the Senate, which seems unlikely. Most Republicans across the country are now on record as against women having abortions and access to birth control. Read more about this story at the NBC News website.
Melanie Lekosepik is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. For the time being, the Coyman's Planning Zoning Board of Appeals has declined to decide on whether an August concert and camping event at Magic Forest Farm can take place until the property owner meets certain conditions for approval. Property owner Joan Mahoney and farm operator Jason Ball originally planned a series of concerts and camping events at the agrotourism site on Bucks Ranch Road for between 250 and 1,000 attendees. Town Supervisor George McHugh filed an appeal requesting the property owner to be required to apply for a use variance rather than a special use permit for the events, claiming the concerts were the focus of the property owner's application rather than the camping, which would be allowed. The board granted McHugh's appeal in May, and Ball and Mahoney decided to apply for a permit for a temporary campground and hold a single concert and weekend camping event from August 5th to August 8th. Town Attorney Andrew Brick said the board requested more information, including an insurance policy, and required Ball to meet with the police chief, town supervisor, and others to determine what needs to be done to ensure the temporary campground and concert is in compliance with town codes. Brick said, and I quote, "The other recommendations from the working group, they fall into two categories. One is a recommendation that two EMTs be on site at all times. I think you want to follow that recommendation. Those are the experts. And then there are some construction or renovations of the road," end quote. Board Chairman Robert Nolan said the biggest sticking point will be the sound levels of the event and camping activities. The board decided music would begin starting at 10:30 a.m. and continue through 11 p.m. The exception would be on Sunday, when it would have to stop at 9 p.m. Brick said he would draft a list of conditions for the event by July 27th, when the board is next scheduled to meet and expected to make a decision. In the meantime, he directed Ball to meet with EMTs and the highway superintendent to talk safety precautions and improvements to the emergency access road. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports or COVID-19 update, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
All right, welcome back. Clubhouse Radio, live from Cascades Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE. We are back. I got a few questions for y'all. Mm-hmm. First, what are some small things anyone who is listening can do to help the environment?
You can advocate for policy changes on a local level, so you can advocate to your mayor and the governor to pass more green initiatives.
Yeah, like I said before, definitely growing your own food. That's a big one.
But mainly, trash is everywhere, and not only in our seas, like our oceans, but just on the street and beaches. So mainly, like, to pick up all those trash and, like, actually, like, not compost them, because some things aren't compostable when people think they are, but, like, put
can you
them
give us an example of a few things that, like, anybody might mistake for compostable?
Well, I don't know, like, any specific items, but, like, because my brain's all over right now, but I do know on the back of, like, supermarket products, there's, like, these numbers that have, like a triangle around them. And if you look that up, it could tell you, like, if it's compostable, if it's recyclable, or you put in trash if you don't know. So that's a big one.
Yeah. Another one is definitely going electric. And then definitely solar panels. So, like, unfortunately, not many people can afford going electric, especially with cars. And I think that's definitely something America needs to change. I feel like a lot more people should have access to those options because they do help a lot. Because I see a lot of wealthy people have access to electric cars and solar panels, yeah. But sort of middle class and Americans living in poverty don't. And I think that's very unfortunate.
That would be something very cool if, like, that became the new primary mode of transportation. You know, hopefully once people start realizing how much of an issue this is, maybe something like policy can be shown where, like, gas cars just get outlawed. Like,
yeah.
That's, like, the dream.
Yeah, gas cars are taking a big toll on climate change.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure. Unfortunately, though, we do have to deal with these things now, and I just want to reiterate how much of a genuine issue this is, and thank everybody at home for vibing with us and listening to such an important issue.
But, yeah, it's not only affecting some... climate change is going to affect all of us if we don't do something about it and just work together.
All right. Well, I kind of have a question. If you were responsible, right, for all the trash and all the stuff that comes in that's hurtful, right, for our planet, mm-hmm. How would you dispose of it and what do you think you would do?
Well, if I was in charge of it, which I don't know if I would be because I'm still pretty young, but I would first try to figure out what would be compostable. And what would be recycled? And what would be trash? Like, not trash, but, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So based on that, I would try to find the most non-effective, because sometimes efficiency can also be harmful, but the most,
So, taking a break from, like, the heavy-hitting talk of climate change specifically, I understand your program does more than that, too. Would you like to list some things and also say the name of your program so all the audience members can hear it, because I think it's a wonderful thing.
So the program is Visions and Dreams. It's basically creative learning for teenagers, like teenage girls and all that. And it's a non-profit organization to help teens in need of it. I've been here the longest, more than 1 year, so what we do is we go on trips and we like learn more about like what we like as a person, and like not in school where we're being forced into something like reading. I don't know, but we also do check-ins to see how we feel about certain topics, which we can choose before we come here.
Yeah.
But it's a really, really good organization for teenagers, and I enjoy it so much that I decided to come back again.
Yeah.
So if
well,
it's really good organization.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
The proof is there. The fact that out of all the issues, or not even just issues, all the things you could have chose to talk about, you choose one of the most, and I would say, important in general issues. And I think that shows how great the program is. And huge shout out to them, by the way, everybody.
But, yeah.
A value of mine is connectedness, and I think I really get that here. At this program, I feel really lucky to be able to connect with my friends that I just made.
We literally met six days ago.
And I think it's really good. There's a really nice energy surrounding it, and I think it has benefited me in many, many ways.
But yeah, it's a good program, and if you're having a hard time, like through anxiety or like school, because I know school sucks,
but it's also good for you. But yeah, it's been really helpful, and last year when I was going through really the fun, it helped me through and make some really, really lifelong friends. Yeah, I just came to this program 6 days ago, as they were saying. And I was really nervous to come here at first, but it's really nice, and you know, I get to be around nature, and I really do like it here.
Yeah, so being around nature is something great, and I think that kind of goes hand in hand with this conversation, because I feel like a lot of the time, something that could be done to help people care about it is connecting with nature, because it's almost like we kind of take it for granted, adding on to that point that you guys were making, how we just treat it like it's something given to us that we just have and we have the right to. When, I mean, we've been here for such a long time and we still kind of ignore certain things.
As you said before, we chose the most known topic, but this most known topic should, like, encourage people to do something about it, yeah. But they're not. Yeah. If it's known, then shouldn't more people be, like, trying to help?
Yeah.
Do you think it's, like, lack of knowledge, or, like, they just don't care?
Lack of apps.
Maybe a little bit of both, because I didn't know much about it until I actually researched it out of curiosity, because I could hear it in, like, small talk conversation, but I didn't really know what it was. Until I was like, why don't I switch it up?
Yeah.
Turns out, that was a good decision, because I just opened a whole new world of, whoa.
Kind of like what Robin said before, pretty much everyone is going to be affected by climate change. No one is going to get
a free pass.
Yeah, no one's going to get a free pass in this. And I think it's really important that we realize this. You know, I feel like even animals have been through a lot, and there's been a lot of food shortages already because of this extreme weather that we're having, and it's gonna get a lot worse. And I think that's very scary, yeah, to know that we don't have that much time left.
Yeah.
And how extreme that the weather is getting.
Yeah. Go on.
It's okay. Even in New York, with the heat and the winter storms that we have been getting. And it's very scary knowing that, you know, we are pretty much unprepared for this in an event of extreme weather where it could be, you know, caused by climate change.
But even, like, the big companies are trying to do something about it, but sometimes they're not.
It's hard to start when we don't even know the best solution for things, for example, and, like, even just coming up with a solution or even a plan is something that we will have to focus on, and we should be focusing on.
Yeah. A lot of companies say that they are eco-friendly, but they really aren't.
Big companies, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also why I think buying local is good.
Yeah.
Because you know what's happening. And definitely growing your own food is something that you know what's happening. But a lot of these companies can switch up their words a bit.
Yeah.
I also think that you can carry a water bottle instead of going out and buying plastic water bottles. And there's also boxed water, which I know it's not sold a lot of places, but that can also be an alternative to plastic.
Wait, is, like, boxed water just water that comes, like, in a box?
Hopefully.
That's cool.
Well,
that's
what we've seen happen before.
I never heard that.
Yeah. I mean, what we've seen happen before is companies change for profit, and that sometimes, I mean, that could lead us, because we don't know. It could be like, oh, this is this new method of packaging that could be eco-friendly. Hopefully with science we can do something like that where we can just, like, it biodegrades like a box
We'll get there at some point.
Yeah.
We'll get there at some point. Make that point now, please.
Yeah, like youth. Scientist, yeah. Youth, focus on this. I bet you're smarter than me. Come on, you got this.
Right.
Yeah, because plastic is something that's all around us, and it's not... You would think that within a decade or so we would be changing, but we aren't. I think we're getting worse, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and it's not just paper straws that we need to
focus on.
Yeah, I think it's everything, really, especially with glass. Mm-hmm. I think that's very helpful. Like, glass jars you can reuse a lot.
Even, like, certain plastic things that you don't have to throw out right away.
Yeah, reusable stuff.
Like, I like to get sushi when I can, like the miso cups. I keep them for storage. We use them. We
for like other foods. We don't throw them out right away.
Think of like how a lot of like people will have plastic bags in their cupboards or whatever.
I do.
I do.
Like, we keep all of them.
Yeah, but like good example. Keep a lot of those. You don't gotta throw those out. You can even use them. Because a lot of the time, I feel like when people hear recycling, they think of giving it into this thing that will be reused. But you can recycle it by reusing it yourself, which is important.
But just people in, like, reusing it can be good by a, like, a whole new level of good. Because if you don't reuse it, then where do you think it goes? To our oceans? Guess what? It does. It goes to our oceans and it destroys the wildlife.
Yeah.
And all that gets tangled up into our lives, which I don't think some people realize it tangles into our lives,
yeah.
But it does.
Take a look at Trash Island. I mean, in the ocean, there's literally an entire, pretty much, mini continent. And it's not made of land. It's made of trash.
Garbage.
Yeah. And I mean, once we get to a point where we have, like, a mini land of trash. I think that's how you.
That's where you know.
Yeah, that's where we kind of cross.
That means we need to take a break.
Not even a break, just like
stop completely.
Yeah. But
I think it's really important we can focus on this, and I also think bamboo is a pretty good substitute for plastic. It's reusable.
Like
and
bamboo.
It's very, yeah,
I've heard of bamboo straws.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen
where the clubhouse is located. It's on a place called Green Street. On the same street, there's this one coffee place that I like to drink coffee from that has like pasta.
It's made of pasta.
Yeah, it's like and you. Can,
I'm sorry, you got a pasta straw.
Yeah,
if you
it's
like
hard.
Put heart, like if you put. Boiling water,
like
we'll just make noodles.
You can make like sugar glass, like stuff like that. I mean, it's hard. You bite into it, it's like really, actually worth it.
They just put like layers of super glue on it.
Hopefully not.
I don't know, actually. Yeah.
The other day, I pulled a prank on DJ Ricky by taking a bite of it in front of him without telling him it was pasta.
I'm sorry, what happened?
We were in Europe. We had like this type of cup.
Coffee cup.
Oh, yeah, cup.
They don't know.
He had a pasta straw.
It looks like a regular straw.
Yeah, it looked like a regular straw.
You just.
Yeah, I know. It was so funny that I see the reaction.
But yeah.
Oh, I was just gonna say that we should see the Earth as our mother. You know,
yeah,
she feeds us, and we should.
You.
Yeah, and we should treat her with respect and. Regarding spirituality, which I know was brought up earlier, but Native American cultures are all about Mother Earth and how we can stand to be more appreciative of the land. And I really think that we should start to really appreciate what she does for us.
Yeah, we shouldn't be against such a force. We should be finding new ways to use it for the good of us.
Definitely, yeah.
So, yeah.
But
You guys had poems?
Oh,
those. I don't. You don't have to.
No, it's all right. We took a poetry class a couple of days ago. It's okay. And some of our, all of our poems. One of them correlates actually to our topic of environment. So,
by the way,
yeah.
I just want to say congratulations. Y'all have made it pretty far during this radio show. It is 6:53.
7 minutes left.
Thank you.
So y'all got a couple minutes to see y'all poems. We can wrap up.
Okay, so should I go first?
Yeah.
Go okay. I called it my pond. I don't know. I scribble by the pond. Words trickle as the water flows. Often I sit here, watching, wondering, waiting for something. If someone else is near my spot, I leave. If no one else is there but me, I stay. The water's reflection shows me many things. Who I want to be like, what I hope to accomplish, me as a child, me as an adult. But other times it just shows me. Just me. I sit by the water watching the sun go down, knowing we would meet again the next day. And so I scribble by the pond, as it is my home.
Carol. I don't know, I personally picked up on a lot of, on seeing yourself. I like that, that was really good. Also,
Do you, if you got any background music, that's fine. Just an option, because it was, like, so far it's been great having you on, and, you know, just trying to make the experience good.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Because it is almost ending, unfortunately.
Sad. Yeah. I guess I'll go next. I don't have a title for this, but we did this in a poetry workshop. So, I scribble by the pond, gazing out into the countryside. The ducks are lined up, enjoying the sun, one by one. The birches sway in the breeze around the cottage. Horse hooves can be heard on the pebbled driveway. Pulling the carriage, they are home.
I like that. Ending that was soon, like, whether the, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, that was tough. That was funny.
Thank you so much.
We like horses.
This is my poem. Words trickle out of me like a rushing river with no stop. My tongue races, urging the words out of my mouth. I feel free, like I finally gained my wings, soaring over the air. I let go of the pain, sadness, anger, and heartbreak you gave to me. I am free, and I will fly.
We all fly.
That was great, I'm not gonna lie. All right.
Sometimes it'd be like that. Am I better now?
Why do you hurt me?
You hurt yourself. You're a sound engineer. You hurt yourself. So everybody, you're looking at the clock. You're looking at your watch. You're looking at your computer screen.
You stole that catchphrase.
Oh yeah, I did. And if you're not, we're here to tell you that we're wrapping up soon. I have to say, shout out to all the guests. It was great having
you
guys on.
Thank
you. Thank you, Vision.
Visions and Dreams.
Thank you. Visions and Dreams for Creative Learning. Stumbled on my words there, but awesome people there. They do great things. Great show. We wouldn't have been able to have this show without them. And remember, pick up after yourself. Look out for Mother Nature and all that.
Way!
Also, beautiful poems, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's a perfect note to leave us on. Thank everybody who's listening as well. What's up? What's up?
All right, since we're talking about nature, go outside.
Go outside. Get that sunlight.
Take a walk.
Bring in the mental
health. Sit by the pond. Like,
yeah, for real. Bring in the mental health part in it, because that's what we're sponsored by. It just getting that sunlight, it gives you happy chemicals, dopamine. Vitamin D is part of it. Getting fresh air. Also being by water. Like being by bodies of water helps with depression and stuff like that too.
And I just want to say one last time again. You was listening to 90.7
FM. Clubhouse Radio, WGXC.
So, with that note, we gonna be out, you feel me? Thank you. Thank all three of y'all. Thank you so much.